Hello and thanks for joining us on the NITV News Podcast. The Dja Dja Wurrung people of central Victoria have become the first nation to start the local treaty-making process in the state. It represents a major step forward for the treaty process in Victoria, where negotiations for a statewide treaty are already underway.
A big step forward for Dja Dja Wurrung mob.
It's such an exciting day, and I hope that our mob and our ancestors are proud and excited as I am today.
The Dja Dja Wurrung Clan's Aboriginal Corporation, or JARA, has formally notified the independent treaty umpire that it's ready to start the treaty process on behalf of the local community. Members will soon form a delegation and start consultations, but they already have a few ideas about what treaty should address.
The Dja Dja Wurrung wants to be responsible and accountable. So that means authority has to be shifted. The power associated with many things at country, that needs to be shifted. And a really easy example to understand around that, what would it mean for the Dja Dja Wurrung to be a land manager?
The first thing for me is caring for country. Another thing that I heard yarning with community is looking after our elders. At the moment, there's no space for them to come back and live on country.
Dja Dja Wurrung country covers a large part of central Victoria, including the regional city of Bendigo, home to Premier Jacinta Allen.
It's exciting for everyone who lives on our country, and I'm sure the Premier is excited just as much as we are.
Treaty Authority member and Gunditjmara woman Thelma Austin says today's news is a huge step forward for all Victorians.
It's Reconciliation Week, a huge week for our people. This is reconciliation in practice.
While this marks the first step towards a local traditional owner-led treaty, negotiations between the democratically elected First Peoples Assembly and the Victorian government are well underway on a statewide treaty, with some in the Assembly hopeful an agreement can be signed by the end of the year. Cameron Gooley, NITV News.
Meanwhile, the Tasmanian government has backed away from pursuing a treaty 4 years after the consultation process began. A government-commissioned report tabled in 2021 recommended working on treaty and truth-telling at the same time. The government says it will instead be focusing on the truth-telling process with the appointment of truth and healing commissioners. Yesterday marked the 25th anniversary of the historic Corroboree 2000 in Sydney, when a quarter of a million people gathered for the landmark walk across the Harbour Bridge. And while recent events may have seemingly dealt a blow to the reconciliation process, supporters and advocates say there is a reason to be optimistic. Carla Grant has this story.
People just randomly walking up and saying hello, and people saying sorry, and people committing themselves, individuals, that they wanted to see a better Australia, and that was what compelled them to turn up.
That was 25 years ago. Today, reconciliation is facing a bigger battle for support from politicians and public alike. This has inspired the 2025 National Reconciliation Week theme, Bridging Now to Next.
Some people said reconciliation is dead, but that's far from being true. There was over 6.2 million people who voted yes.
Since the failure of the 2023 Indigenous Voice to Parliament referendum, some say political leadership is what's needed.
And it doesn't matter which government is in. Governments talk about the issues of need, the gaps, the levels of disparity, incarceration rates. But when in government, Aboriginal affairs is not the priority.
This week is a reminder that reconciliation isn't a destination. It's a nation-building journey that gives us pause to stop and reflect and build on our relationships.
So if we think about the 1938 Day of Mourning protest, the 1988 bicentenary protest, the different forms those protests have taken, then 2038 is also another mobilising moment. And what would have to be key to that that commemoration, if you like, is what is the relationship between the settlers and original people.
Carla Grant, NITV News.
To other news now, police have been unable to determine how a 24-year-old man died in Alice Springs on Tuesday afternoon after an altercation with police. The incident happened in the Coles supermarket, sparking a death in custody investigation. Police say the man assaulted a security guard when he was caught allegedly trying to steal items. Two officers who were in the supermarket at the time tried to restrain him when he lapsed into unconsciousness and stopped breathing. Police have examined CCTV and body cam footage of the incident, but an autopsy is yet to determine the cause of death.
We can confirm the male was taken to the ground and he remained on the ground for a number of minutes before general duties frontline officers came to the Coles complex, placed handcuffs on the male, and at about this point it was determined that the male had lost consciousness. The handcuffs were removed. First aid was administered immediately, and that did include some CPR. While St John's were waiting to attend, they arrived. St John's took over the primary care. And as I said yesterday, the male was taken to the Alice Springs Hospital, where he was later declared as deceased.
The federal government has approved a 45-year licence extension for a controversial gas plant in Murujuga near Karratha in the Pilbara region of Western Australia. The Murujuga site on the Burrup Peninsula is home to the world's largest and oldest collection of petroglyphs, rock art, dating back 40,000 years. Traditional custodians say emissions from the nearby Woodside gas plant are degrading the art and causing irreversible damage.
Money and destruction. They are trying to wipe away my history, the history of this place, what it stands for the people from here.
In a further setback, UNESCO looks likely to reject a bid for World Heritage listing for Murujuga. It's released a draft decision yesterday morning, referring the matter back to the government, calling on it to prevent any further industrial development within the Murujuga cultural landscape. And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, tune into NITV News weeknights at 6:30 p.m. and stay tuned right here on NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.